Reporter Michael Lippin recently visited the Israeli Arab city of Nazareth, where Christians traditionally believe Jesus spent his youth. He now has returned to Washington and joins me in the studio to talk about his impressions. So first of all, what do the leaders of the Muslim and Christian communities say about how the Israeli government has been handling the situation in Nazareth over the years?
One point on which Nazareth's Christian mayor and the White Mosque trustee strongly agree is that Israel's Jewish-led governments are largely to blame for the history of Muslim-Christian tensions in the city. Both accuse Israeli leaders of stirring up trouble in Nazareth by the way they handled the decade-old dispute about the proposed mosque near the Basilica of the Annunciation. Now, a little bit of history for you. Two successive Israeli governments in the late 1990s approved what they said was a compromise in the dispute by authorizing Islamists to build a small mosque at the contested site. The Islamists actually wanted to build a very large mosque in the area. As a result of the compromise, the Islamists started laying foundations, but a subsequent Israeli government stopped the foundation work in 2002, and then they demolished the whole structure a year later, saying the builders were making the mosque too big and using the site to antagonize Christian worshippers. So when I asked Mayor Gerezi about these various Israeli actions over the years, he told me that he believes Israeli leaders have been trying to divide Arab Muslims and Christians in order to weaken the Israeli-Arab struggle for equality in Israel. Many Israeli Arabs complain of discrimination in Israeli society. Israel says, on the other hand, that it guarantees equal rights for its Arab minority and that Israel's Arabs are among the freest in the Middle East. I also asked White Mosque trustee Atif al-Fahoum about these Israeli actions, and he said something similar to the mayor. He told me that the dispute and the controversy about the proposed mosque was actually a conspiracy weaved by the Israeli government to create social disorder in the population. Now, the Israeli government's perspective on the situation of minorities is that it does not interfere in their religious life. Israeli Arabs make up about 20% of Israel's population. 2% of Israelis are also Christians, so the Christians are a very small part of the population. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet last month that his government is committed to equality and partnership with Israel's Arab citizens. He also said Israel is spending $225 million to develop their communities as part of a five-year plan that was launched last year.
You spoke in your story about a controversial Islamist banner that is on display near Nazareth's main basilica. The bishop said he wants it removed, but what do the other community leaders say about the sign, and what more can you tell us about the group that is behind it?
Well, Mayor Gerezi told me that the Islamist sign on display near the basilica is unfortunate and against the law. He says the fate of the sign is a matter for Israel's police to resolve. I did ask the Israeli police about it, but they did not respond to my request for comment. A Nazareth municipal official who works with the mayor also told me that the city council has not filed any official complaints against the group that put up the sign. This is partly because it appears that Nazareth municipal authorities don't want to stir up or provoke any more tension in the city than there's already been in the past. Now, the White Mosque trustee Atif al-Fahoum also said that it's up to Israeli authorities to remove the sign because he says they granted a permit to the Islamist group to display it in the first place. But Mr. al-Fahoum also said something else about the sign, which is that it can be easily misunderstood by visitors. The message on the sign basically says, if you don't believe in Islam, you will be a loser in the world to come. Mr. al-Fahoum says that message is not aimed at Christians or Jews, but rather at non-believers in God. The Islamist group that put up the sign, Jamaat Ansar Allah, is one of the most radical in Israel. The International Institute for Counterterrorism in the Israeli city of Herzliya says the group and its leader, Sheikh Nazem Abu Eslem, have promoted the ideology of global jihad, or holy war, through a website that they had based in Nazareth last year. That website has since been taken down. The institute also has said that there's no sign of any violence by that group.
Well, what was your impression of Nazareth as you walked around the city?
Well, the one structure that impressed me the most is the Basilica of the Annunciation. It is the most prominent landmark in the city. and it dominates the skyline. The latest incarnation of the Basilica was completed in 1969. It was designed by an Italian architect, and it was built with marble that was sent over from Italy. Dozens of nations contributed artistic panels to the interior of the Basilica. Many of those panels are in the form of mosaics. When you go inside, you can also see the foundations of ancient churches that were built in Nazareth in the 5th century and the 12th century AD, and I was able to see those foundations for myself. Now, I visited Nazareth on a Saturday afternoon. When I was there, I saw several large tour groups. Nazareth is very popular with Christian pilgrims. The pilgrims that I saw included Koreans, South Asians, and Italians. The streets were busy with traffic, many shops were open, and some of those shops were selling traditional Arabic sweets. I did sample some of them. I tried kanafe, and that is a delicious sweet pastry made of butter, soft cheese, and syrup, and I had it straight out of the oven. I highly recommend it.
Thank you, Michael, for stopping by the studio.
Thank you.
That's Michael Lippin, a reporter who was recently in Nazareth. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.